What's up, my friend? Welcome back to Find a Way Daily. I'm your head coach and founder of the league, David Kesey, and today's topic is, what is worth learning?
You are now listening to Find a Way Daily.
Do you know someone who has talent that isn't doing enough?
You find a way to reach the goal. You set goals and you knock them down. And I don't care what obstacle comes up.
It only took me 2 months.
Really?
Yeah. I made $100,000 in 2 months by the time I hired him.
Life adjusts to your commitments, not the other way around.
We live in a land of talkers, of, you know, opinions, and a land of just absolute chaos when it comes to content. And it's interesting to me because I'm somebody who has, like, the question that has guided my entire life has been, who does somebody need to become to reach the goals that they've set for themselves? And so I began this journey of personal development, oh gosh, probably about 12, 15 years ago after retiring from professional baseball. I went on this journey of sales and I went on this journey of success, really, and trying to figure out, you know, I retired like most professional athletes, broke and, you know, in debt, a lot of debt. And so I had to figure out how was I going to grow. And what I did is I went on this journey and I didn't know any better. I didn't know where to look. I didn't know where to go. And back then there wasn't as much noise as there is now. There wasn't these podcasts like this. We had just gotten done with the dot-com boom and there was a little bit of social media, but it wasn't that big of a thing. And now it's like everywhere you turn, people are like, look over here, like, can they get attention? And here's the thing, right? Like, because people are trying to get attention from you, they're trying to get your attention. You will go to a podcast, you'll read a book, and they'll say, this is the thing that you need to do. Everything you've been doing is wrong. You need to do this. And then you'll go listen to another podcast or read another book. And you know what they'll tell you? The exact opposite. They'll say, all that stuff you just learned, that's not the way to do it. This is why everybody's wrong and it's not your fault. And all these marketing gimmicks and all that kind of stuff, right? So why am I making this podcast? Because I want to help you cut the learning curve, my friend. I want to help you cut the learning curve. Because there's a lot of crap out there. Like, people putting stuff out there just so they get your attention. Now, maybe my stuff's crap. I don't know. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you over this podcast, like, what I think you should be listening to, what I think you should be reading, because I think that we are lost and absolutely dying, drowning in a sea of entertainment, of content. And if you're listening to this podcast right now, you're likely trying to find a way, right? You're not, too many people are searching, but they never find. Like, I want you to consider that. Too many people are searching and looking, and they're just obsessed with the looking and the searching, but they never find a way. And what I'm going to talk about in this podcast with you is why I think that happens. So, you know, let's go back in time again. After retiring from baseball, going into sales, going into business, I used to pretty much listen to everything. It started with Think and Grow Rich, which was an amazing book. If you have not read that one, I would highly recommend reading that book. A lot of stuff is just regurgitated after that. So I started with Think and Grow Rich, but I used to listen to everything. And, you know, I would study all these things. And what I realized looking back, so that's the point of this podcast. Again, I'm trying to help you cut the learning curve. When I look back, there was a lot of stuff that, A, I didn't need to learn. I spent a lot of time listening to audiobooks. I spent a lot of time reading on things that didn't matter because they had a good pitch, right? You need to know this. And I'm like, oh my God, that's why I'm not successful. I need to go over there and do that. And there'd be this distraction and I would never have this depth that was required for mastery. My friend, mastery requires depth, period. You learning more of a lot of different things will not make you a master of anything, right? You've heard that. Jack of all trades, master of none. You know, these cliches that we have, they're there for a reason. So check this out. You're spread too thin because you're listening to too many different things. You're trying to read too many things. You're trying to learn too many different things. Here's what I'm going to propose you do. I'm going to propose you go laser, right? Laser focused. Get narrow. Get out of the noise. And just ask yourself, like, what do I need to learn next? What is it that I'm trying to master? Now, shortcut for most of you, you're looking for a way. And that's why you go after these books, right? You're looking for a strategy. David, you said find a way. Yes, I get that. And that's the dichotomy of my brand entirely. Find a way. Really, you should be finding a way within. And that's what I teach you how to do. I teach you how to build skills, because my friend, that's what you're looking for. You're not looking for a strategy. I know you think you are. Somebody just do it for me. Somebody just tell me what to do. And that's the wrong question, my friend. When I'll stand on stage and I will do an objection handler, or I'll do a marketing video, or, you know, I'll basically demonstrate what somebody should be doing. And everybody, without fail, I'll do it, and they're like, oh my gosh, can you do that again? Let me write that down. And I stopped on the last camp that we did, and I said, hey, you're asking the wrong question. Can I say that again? That's the wrong question. What you have to ask yourself is, how did you do that? Where did that come from? I've never heard that script. Was that a script that you learned? And the answer would be no, that isn't a script I learned. I literally came up with it off the top of my head right now. Now, sometimes it was a script that I learned 12 years ago or 2 years ago, or I don't really study scripts that much anymore. Most of the time it comes from in here. Why am I able to deliver from right here? Because I've mastered sales and marketing. I've mastered influence. I've mastered communication. Those are skill sets. So again, the point of this podcast, my friend, is twofold. Number one, you're not looking for a way. You're not looking for a strategy. You are looking for a skill set. The thing that is separating you from where you are now to where you want to go is not a way. It is a skill set that opens up the way. That's number one. Number two is this. You need to focus on the next thing. What is the next thing you need to master? Mastery, my friend, requires depth. You can put me on a stage in front of 5,000 people and I've got the skill to communicate. You can put me one-on-one in a studio. You can put me one-on-one at a Starbucks. You can put me on the phone. You can put me through text. You can put me through email. It doesn't matter where you put me. I have the skill to deliver on those things. And you probably, maybe you do too. Maybe you're in sales and you have those skills too, and you're good at marketing. But then I would ask you, what is it for you? What's the next level for you? Inside of the league, what we teach is we teach sales. You need to be a master of sales. You're a salesperson. You need to be a master marketer. You need to be a closer, and you need to be a leader. You're a salesperson. You're a marketer. You're a closer. You're a leader. You're a sales marketer. You're a sales marketer. You're a salesperson. You're a marketer. You're a closer, and you're a leader. Those four skills will change your entire life, my friend. And this wasn't even the intention of the podcast, but I would ask you this. How do you rate on those? How do you rate as a salesperson on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing? How do you rate as a marketer on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing? How do you rate yourself as a closer on a scale of 1 to 10? And how do you rate yourself as a leader? My friend, the point of this podcast is this. Number one, mastery requires depth. You need a skill set that you're lacking. For some of you that have started to build teams and you've got your companies and you're not able to scale and you're like, oh, my people, it's not your people. You lack a leadership skill set. Period. Oh, I can't get business because there's too many. No, you lack a sales skill set. Oh, you don't understand. Social media doesn't work. Facebook has no. Nope. You lack a marketing skill set. I can't tell you how many people I have trained and instructed and educated that when they get in the middle of this training, they go, oh my gosh, I thought my problem was Facebook ads. Exactly. You're looking for depth, my friend. You're looking for a skill set. So here's some questions I want to leave you with, okay? Number one, what do you need to master right now? What do you need to master? Is it a habit? Is it discipline? Is it influence? Do you need to learn how to sell? Do you need to learn how to build rapport? Do you need to learn how to qualify? Do you need to learn how to educate people to understand and get agreement? Do you need to learn how to present powerfully? Do you need to learn how to close and handle objections? Do you need to learn how to do a solid marketing funnel? What is it that you need to master? Write that down. And then this is the second thing I would say. Eliminate everything you're listening to, everything you're reading, everything you're watching, except for stuff that applies to you mastering that skill. If you do that, where you will be in 90 days will be unrecognizable, my friend. Get out of this motivational maze that we're in. This talent trap tragedy where we basically have people that are talented, but they're listening to so much stuff that they get watered down and they're not laser focused on their skills. Get out of that. What do you need to master right now? Eliminate everything else. Listen, read, just seek all the answers of mastery of that. And number two, that's the question I want to ask you is, what do you need to reread or re-listen to right now? So maybe it's something new, right? Something, maybe you are in this leadership zone and you have not started your leadership, building your leadership skills. Maybe it's not that. Maybe you're like, you know what? I got to get back to selling. I'm going to go reread this book. I'm going to go retake that course. I'm going to re-listen to that podcast because I'm just going to focus on doing that. I've got stuff that I've listened to from my mentors and coaches that I've pulled out recently that were like 5 years old that I was like, what? Some of them were like 12 years old. And I was like, dang, I got to get back to that. So my friend, ignore the noise. What is the next thing you need? Stop just going and reading books like it's candy. Don't go get the motivational candy. The motivational candy will leave you with cavities and no nutrition. Make sure that you go after and you read and you study and you become a student of the game of the skills that you need to develop right now to get you where you want to go, okay? And until I see you next time, go out there every single day of your life and relentlessly go find a way. Hey, my friend, if you know somebody who could use this message, please give it to them. Share it with them as a gift. When we uplift other people, it uplifts our lives as well. And if you want more training, you want more insights, you want more lessons on how you can perform, persuade, and produce at higher levels inside your business and life, please come visit us at davidkesey.com. Again, that's www.davidkesey.com. Until I talk to you next time, my friend, go find a way.